Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. Thank you for spending some time with us on the program today. In the critically acclaimed children's book, Biko, the Little French Dog, World War I Hero by Nancy Kramer, a young homesick American soldier, Will, discovers that the orphan dog he finds has also been wounded. Instantly, Will's love for dogs makes him take unusual steps to care for the dog and train him for military use. His patience and love result in an unexpected ending as Biko the dog becomes a hero. Nancy is a retired teacher of more than 30 years teaching adults as well as elementary school-aged children. After her second husband passed, she assumed ownership and operations of the fire extinguisher company for 17 years. She relishes her retirement and says her greatest pleasure is that she has time to write books, stories, essays, and poetry. She also volunteered for 8 years at the nearby National World War I Memorial and Museum in Kansas City. That was a spark that started her writing about the war. She's made 3 trips to Serbia for research. Nancy has published a number of other books, and she's with us on the program. Nancy Kramer, author of Biko, the Little French Dog, World War I Hero, our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Nancy. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
This is really such an excellent job you've done in writing your 5 books, but let's start about how this began for you. What age were you when you started publishing books? How long has this been?
I was 81 when I first published my first book, and I've published 5 books in 6 or 7 years. I'm currently have a memoir that's ready to be published. It's about the death of my son in 1975. But I'm not ready to talk about that book today. I want to talk about the World War I books. Obviously, there is a connection because there were 9 million men on all sides who were killed and hundreds of thousands of men who were wounded. So there were 9 million families that suffered a loss and went through a grieving process. But let's put that aside for another time. I want to hold up my Biko book.
Yes, and we have a picture as well on the screen. It's just, it's such a story well done. Biko, the Little French Dog. And we've got a copy of that up on the screen. I'll give you information on where you can find a copy of the book. Amazon is probably the best place to go. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, we'll direct you to get information on the book. Let's start talking about why you started writing books. Talk about your fascination in writing, and then we'll talk about the subject that I mentioned was very close to your heart, and that's why you've written the number of World War I books. Why did you start writing?
Well, I was a journalism major and graduated in 1952 from the University of Missouri, and I had planned to be a world correspondent. That was my big dream. But the Korean War interrupted, and I got married and started having children. And so while I was teaching, though, I had a half a dozen articles on teaching methods of different sorts published. So I never really had my hand away from it, but not to the extent that I do now. I began writing World War I books when, as a volunteer, they knew I was a teacher and had written lesson plans, and so they asked me to write some lesson plans in the subject of math using World War I content. And so I did, and I love to do research, and I just wrote lesson plan after lesson plan, and they say, whoa, we've got enough. And so I thought, well, I can't let these go to waste. I'll put them in a book. And that's exactly what I did. My first book is a guidebook to World War One. It's called A Student Guide, but that's a misnomer because everyone who reads is a student. And although I did write this for junior and senior high school students. I have sold more copies to adults than I have to students. There are four pictures on the front that tell you a little bit about the content. It's an overview of the war. It talks about the trench life. It talks about the tanks. The French tank that came in was developed. And of course, soldiers had their mascots. This one from South Africa has a goat, a wild goat. And then animals were used in the war. And this horse right here tells his story, Old Baldy. So I tried to make it as imaginative as possible. There are no long periods of text. It's conversation between the students and the teacher. There are sometimes, Old Baldy writes a story and tells about how he's used as a horse, and a dog does the same thing. There's a glossary of slang, of British slang and American slang. That's kind of fun to guess at what is meant. And there's a timeline of the war, and which includes the major battles, but it does not go into the battles as such. So it is strictly an overview for the war, and it's very, very helpful to people in that sense.
Yeah, it's a unique format that you have, and it suddenly you start reading through this, and maybe you're going to spend a little time. Suddenly you're spending a lot of time and learning a different aspect of World War I than maybe you knew before. It's very well done. With us on the program is Nancy Kramer, author of 5 books, and the one we're talking about today, in addition to the other World War I books, is Biko, the Little French Dog, World War I Hero. And it's interesting because they're holding that copy up there now, and that's available at Amazon, the usual places. Well, let's talk about that specifically, because this is just, we fall in love with Biko. We follow Will along in his working with Biko. Where did this story idea come? Because there's nothing that tells a story better than incorporating an animal in there. It captures our attention. Where did Biko, the idea for Biko, come from?
Well, it's interesting. I was driving back from St. Louis, which is about 250, 300 miles from where I live, from a funeral of a very dear friend. And I wanted to take my mind off of that, and I started thinking about dogs. I've always had a dog, and they're very as dear to me as my children. And so I thought, now I've done research on famous dogs, but I want a story that has a different twist. So that's how I came up with Biko being an orphan and being a French dog, because the twist is Biko does not understand English and the soldier does not speak French, so he couldn't train him. But a French soldier came into the camp one day and said in French, "Oh, what a cute little dog." And Biko jumped up on him, and that's when they realized what their problem was. So they got through the French and the English. Now, in addition, this is for children ages 6 through 12, and I recommend that it be read by an adult because it is sad. And children at that age often have lost a pet, and so they can understand the concept of death, but it's not applied as a human. But had a wonderful artist, a friend of mine, and she drew colored pictures that are partially, some of them are colored, and some of them are black and white. And the children can color, if it's their book, they can color in the black and white pictures, or they could add, being trained, it's a little hard to see, but they can color in the pictures, put in stars and moon or airplanes, all kind of trees. Then there is a vocabulary, a military vocabulary, very common military words that are used in the story, such as shrapnel, shell, flare, medic, taps. And then, thanks to a very good friend of mine, a French teacher, I have the French words that were used by the soldier and that very were good, used to train Vico. So a child that can learn these and go out and say, oh, I can speak French.
It's not only an entertaining story, but there's a lot that a child can learn, an adult as well, as they're reading through the book, Biko, the Little French Dog, World War One Hero, by Nancy Kramer, our guest on the program. Book, by the way, is available at Amazon, the other usual places, and you can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. When you started writing, I mean, obviously the ideas came to you. All of the years in education prepared you for this writing. Talk about this and the research and how this has really been such an important part of your life in writing. I mentioned, I believe, 5 books you've written now on World War One. This has really become a mission for you, hasn't it?
Yes, indeed. And I still give talks, and I have 6 PowerPoints on different topics that I present to various groups of all kinds. I guess I'm going to die a teacher. I've always been a teacher.
Once a teacher, always a teacher, yes.
Yes, and I want to get as much information out to the public as I can, because this war was so important in the history of our world. And a story that is absolutely unknown in the United States is the story of the Serbian army and their famous retreat in 1915. A lot of even the Serbian Americans don't know about it because their families just never talked about it. But the Serbians were surrounded by, in 1915, by the Germans, the Austrians, and the Bulgarians. And they were outnumbered at least 3-1, if not 6-1. But instead of surrendering, as you might think they would do, they retreated. And they retreated down through the mountain passes. And Serbia is surrounded by mountains, so it is a very hard country to attack. This map roughly shows the route of the retreat.
Yes.
And there were 300,000 men and civilians that went on the retreat. Of them, because of the hardships due to the early winter weather, the lack of food, they had to cross mountains that were 7,000 feet high with no roads. They were being harassed by the enemy. In other words, only about half of them survived this tragic march. And they went on 6 months later to Salonika, Greece, where the Bulgarians were, and they joined the English and the French armies and defeated the Bulgarians, and the Bulgarians were the first ones to surrender to the Allies. It's a story of courage, of heroism, of desperation, of just about everything that you can think of. There's only been 2 other retreats in history of this same pattern. One was in 400 BC, and the other one was in Napoleon in 1800 when he defeated the Austrians. This has been my greatest period of growth, I think, as far, because I'm not Serbian. I never knew a Serbian, and yet I have met them now, and I have given presentations in Chicago and at the consulate in New York City. I received a very lovely certificate called a Hierarchogrammaton from the bishop of all the Eastern Orthodox churches. It's a high honor that's given to civilians. for their contribution. Serbia, as the your younger listeners will remember, was involved in some terrible bombings in the 1900s, yes. 1990s, and got a very bad name. And that's unfortunate because the Serbian people throughout history have been fighting to regain their freedom from the Ottoman Empire, and they eventually did. So I received emails and letters of congratulations, people saying, oh, we're so glad that you're printing something positive about the Serbs now. And in these stories, which are historical in background, I have about 20 interviews with descendants of families. There's some families right here in Kansas City that I've interviewed also. And there are also fictional stories based on facts that people told me. For example, one is called Are You My Grandpa? And it tells the story of the man who's been gone for 6 years fighting. Now, the Serbs 100 years ago had only 20% literacy. So that meant that most soldiers had no way to communicate with their families back home. And in this story, which is fictional but based on facts, the father, grandfather, comes home, finds a little baby that's grown up to be a six-year-old girl. His sons are missing. We have to assume that they were killed because Serbia lost 46% of their male population in the war. And this child walks up to Grandpa, who's on the mule, and she says, Are you my grandpa? And he looks at her and he waits a minute. And then he says, Yes, I am Grandpa, and I am Papa, and I am home. And that brings on the tears.
It certainly does. You were such a talented writer, and we're out of time. I don't know where it's gone. It's gone by way too quickly in the program. All of the books, and we were just talking about Retreat to Victory in 1915, the story of the Serbian Army's retreat. That book, the Biko books that we're talking about, all of the books that Nancy has written, available at Amazon. And if you're Googling Nancy, Kramer is C-R-A-M-E-R. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you'll be able to link on and get information on the book. Specifically, we're talking about, but we've encompassed a lot of the area today, but Biko, the little French dog, World War One hero. Nancy has been with us on the program. What are you working on now? We've got a few minutes left here at the end. What are you working on now? Your mission is not over, I'm sure. I can tell that you've, like I said, once a teacher, always a teacher. What are you working on for us now?
Well, as I said, I'm working on a memoir. It's not a how-to, but it's a memoir of how I coped with my son's death. I wrote letters to him at night. And I saved those letters. We're talking about 1975. And I had boxes of his belongings. And I decided finally that it's time to write this story. And my story is one of great, great sorrow, great tragedy. But it is also one in which, due to a lot of very positive people and situations, I was able to come out of his my grief for him. And I want other people to know there is hope for them and that they will overcome their sorrow and life will be even better in some respects because they will have matured and grown as a person.
Well, we will look forward to that coming from Nancy. The World War One books, including the Biko, the Little French Dog, available at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to the Amazon link for all of Nancy's books. Nancy Kramer, our guest on the program. Nancy, it has been a pleasure. You're a very talented writer. Keep up the excellent work. Congratulations on everything you've done in bringing home all of these stories, very important stories from World War I. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Well, thank you for having me and for the opportunity.
It has been our pleasure. Nancy Kramer, the one book in particular, Biko the Little French Dog, World War I Hero by Nancy Kramer. All of the books available at Amazon. And of course, you can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.